Join me now as we welcome Jake Mangan. Jake, I'm glad you're here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Larry. How are you?
Good. Before we talk a little bit about your work as a youth ambassador for Ceasefire, I'd just like to know a little bit more about you as a person. You're about to start your senior year at Quaker Valley. What do you like to do?
Yeah, I love everything political. I know it's not very common for someone my age, but I love getting involved in politics. Outside of that, I enjoy, you know, hanging out with friends. I love to read, playing with my two dogs, Arlo and Fiona, along with playing some video games.
Great dog names. And I think civic engagement is really important. You're 17. Will you be old enough to vote in the upcoming election?
I will be able to vote in November.
And I'm sure you plan on doing so.
Yes, I do.
That's great. Off the air, we can talk. We have a number of civic engagement programs. Maybe you've been told about them already, including PA Youth Vote is an organization that we do some work with, too. So what got you interested in Ceasefire PA's work? Was it, and I don't want to get too personal, but was it something specific or just the general notion that you'd like to get involved in reducing gun violence?
Yeah, I will say I'm fortunate enough to never been directly affected by gun violence. No one I know has been affected by gun violence. But, you know, so I was born in 2008. I was 9 years after Columbine.
Wow.
4 years before Sandy Hook and 10 years before the Tree of Life shooting here in Pittsburgh. So throughout my entire life, both before and after I was born, we have had gun violence in not only mass shootings, but also in domestic violence cases and gang violence cases. And I remember, you know, sitting in elementary school classrooms and our teacher saying, okay, guys, we have to walk maybe to the local church, wherever it may be, to meet up in case there was an active shooter in our schools. And I was, you know, 10 when that happened. And I was thinking, oh, cool, you know, I don't have to go to math class anymore. But, you know, looking back at it, I realized the true scale of it. Any moment, any individual could come in and harm myself, my peers, and my teachers. So I would say it's just a big culmination of things throughout my life and throughout people my age and older and younger have to go through. And I don't want this problem to continue.
Yeah, the idea of, you know, most of us remember fire drills that still go on. But having drills of the nature you're talking about, I'm sure it can be traumatizing. As you pointed out, at the very least, they take away from time for learning. And it's always more effective to try to prevent something from happening than to try to rehearse how you respond to it after it's already happened. So as an ambassador, what do you do?
Yeah, so basically my job is to identify and mobilize the voices of young people. You know, as we see increasing polarizing political times, a lot of young people have opinions about what's going on. And as I mentioned before, gun violence is something that has affected so many of us, you know, of all walks of life. And so that's something a lot of young people are interested about. So my job is to find them and help give them that platform where they can truly make that change at the state level.
Do you find that some of your peers are maybe resistant because they come from families who hunt or they might have an argument about gun control? And I say that, I think your objectives are compatible with the Second Amendment, but some people might immediately jump to the wrong conclusion or to a different conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, whenever they hear the word anything regarding to gun reform, regardless of what it may be, regardless of if they actually agree with it, they immediately shut their ears off because, oh, it violates the Second Amendment. But in reality, we don't want to take away guns from anybody. We're not an anti-gun organization. We're simply an anti-gun violence organization. So we work to pass proven life-saving legislation in the PA state legislature.
Are there other youth ambassadors in the state?
Yeah. So currently I'm working to grow that. We have a couple students throughout the Pittsburgh region. who are, you know, very inspired and very eager to work and to learn more about it. But so much of this is kind of setting that base up to, you know, build it after I leave.
Now, I should ask you, coming into your senior year, and you're probably tired of being asked this question, but you know what it is. Do you know what you're going to do, not this fall, but the fall afterwards? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I want to go to school. I was actually on some college visits earlier this week. So my initial decision to major in psychology has kind of wavered a little bit. But after that, I know I want to go to law school and then enter politics.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, this is Jake Mangan, who is 17, about to enter his senior year at Quaker Valley High School. CeasefirePA, all one word, .org is how you can learn more about their activities. He's a youth ambassador for the organization. Now, there are two events, actually three events coming up. First, in your community, Swickley Community Safety Forum at the Swickley Public Library over on Thorn Street from 6:30 until 8 August 17th. What will happen there?
Yeah, so we'll have a panel that's part of our back-to-school campaign. Basically, it'll have local students, teachers, school resource officers, and community leaders come together to truly understand what the voices of young people, you know, want, what young people truly want, because a lot of these different programs and everything is said to be youth-led, youth-focused, but most of the time it's an adult leading the conversation and going. So it's truly to give that platform to those young people, and then also hearing what community leaders are already doing and what they can do to make our schools safer.
I don't want to put you in the position of representing all youth, but can you mention a few things that youth want from your perspective? And I say that because people listening might have their own idea of what that is without actually hearing it from somebody who's closer to youth or who themselves is younger.
Yeah, I think the biggest consensus is to not politicize the conversation of gun violence. It's so taboo whenever we talk about it. It's, oh, this is, you know, Democrats will never pass this, Republicans will never pass it. But in reality, it's not a political issue. It's an issue of safety. It's an issue of, do we want mothers to have to worry about their kids not coming home from school? Because every bullet point or every point on a graph is not just a statistic. It's a mother who lost her child. It's a son that's never coming home. It's a teacher, or it's a classroom that lost its teacher. So I think we need to collectively move past this issue of it being political and get it together and understand that it is not a political issue. Again, it's an issue of safety. We need to get it together, and we need to work to fight to end this epidemic, not only across Pennsylvania, but across this country.
Do you think your generation sees that and is getting beyond that? I suspect some attitudes are closely linked to family feelings about the topic, and I don't know if it's your job to persuade people as much as it is to maybe open their minds a bit. Do you find that most students, most of your peers, get it, or do you sometimes have to open their minds a bit?
I think, frankly, you know, education is the biggest part. You know, even I, when I first thought of gun violence before working with CeasFire, was really, oh, it's just school shootings. But in reality, it goes beyond that. It's domestic violence, it's these community violence, and it also school shootings. So I think giving them that simple education aspect to truly let them form an opinion of their own is imperative to our work. And I think when presenting with the facts, majority of people will agree with us on a lot of what work we're trying to do and what we're trying to get past.
I would imagine one initiative is probably just making sure any guns you own are locked up.
Absolutely.
When they're at home, because I read about, accidental shootings that might take place, and it's horrifying. A 2-year-old might grab a gun thinking it's a toy. it doesn't seem like there would be much controversial about that. Are there some other actions that are kind of pillars or central to just basic things you might be advocating for?
Yeah, so funnily enough, what Ceasefire PA's one of our biggest focuses right now is there is a House bill in the PA State House, House Bill 2244. It requires secure firearm storage. You know, as someone who's 17 and I've seen many of my peers, myself, struggle with mental health issues, seeing that an unsecured firearm is, you know, right there essentially for the taking, and an individual could take their life or many others around them, is frightening to me. So many people, after their first attempt of suicide, if unsuccessful, most likely will never attempt again. But guns don't give that second chance. And like you said, it could be a two-year-old that hurts themselves, hurts a family member, and they don't know what they're doing because they shouldn't have to. And it goes back to a lot of people will argue, oh, what if someone breaks into my home? But in reality, if you have an unsecured firearm, if you have a firearm in the home, you are more likely to cause harm to yourself and family than if not.
Yeah, it ends up, as you very well pointed out, being a political issue, unnecessarily so, or a very personal issue. But if you frame it in a certain way, it ends up really being a common sense issue. You know, we don't keep drain cleaners and chemicals and sharp tools in places where young children can get at them and hurt themselves. This is the same kind of approach with something else that's in a household. You also have a community safety forum in Bethel Park from 2 to 3:30 at the Bethel Park Community Center on September 20th. And then you have monthly meetings from 6:30 to 7:30. And are those specifically for teens?
Those are open to everyone. Those are just a great opportunity for whomever, regardless of if they've worked with Ceasefire before or not, to understand kind of what's currently going on and how they can get engaged in their community.
That's excellent. And what's also excellent is it's really easy to get there because they are virtual,
yep,
these monthly meetings. And the next one is August 25th from 6:30 to 7:30. And I suspect you can lurk if you want to kind of get a sense of what the group's all about. You might want to introduce yourself, but you don't necessarily have to speak up. It's just a way to get oriented and to understand more of the work that's going on. CeasefirePA.org is the website to learn more. I have a couple other questions for you, but one, just as we stay on topic, is what's the one of the single biggest takeaways you would hope that listeners take from the work that you're active in now?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it does not take a lot to make a huge difference. You know, a common misconception is, oh, to really make an impact in the community, you have to take out half your day on a Saturday and go and protest. It is as simple as following Ceasefire PA on maybe it's Instagram and just reposting whatever we post. And that shows to your friends, your family, people you know, that you are taking a stand and that it's very easy to help people take a stand with you.
My other question, and you've started to answer it a little bit, I know you must have a very busy life as a senior in high school. You're busy. Human beings are busy. How have you found the time to do what it is that you're doing as a leader?
I think simply replacing the time that, you know, I may not be doing anything necessarily productive, maybe just downtime, has really helped me get more engaged. And I think it's definitely a very rewarding experience. It can feel sometimes that you're not getting anywhere. Maybe a bill doesn't pass. Maybe a meeting with the legislator did not go well. But it is just very rewarding work to know that what you are actively doing is making a difference, no matter how far away it does truly feel. So yeah, I think sometimes just replacing some lazy downtime with even just hopping on my laptop and doing 30, 45 minutes of work has really helped me keep me motivated in every aspect of my life.
And do you think after getting your law degree, you might actually run for office someday?
Absolutely.
And do you have your sights on, it's so early to tell, but do you have a dream as how far you might want to go?
Let's say shoot for the White House.
Okay, why not? Now we have this, we'll keep this recording forever and ever. Is there anything else you wanted to add? It's really been great to get to know you, Jake, and congrats on the work that
you're
doing.
Thank you so much.
Anything else that we may have missed?
Not really. I just, want to again hammer home that everyone's voice does matter. Our work goes against a very wealthy gun lobby industry. But every action does truly matter, especially voting. Going out to vote is the single most important thing you can do as a citizen. And I will always say that. But always take action in the community and always be proud of what you're doing and always stand tall and strong in what work.
And regardless of politics, regulations, safety is something we could all practice.
Absolutely.
Just by being careful, not just with guns, but with other things in life that can cause harm, either carelessly or inadvertently or in the wrong hands. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you so much.